And good Friday morning, live from the KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville. Glad you're with us as we're joined over the phones, like we are many great Friday mornings throughout the year, by legislative leaders throughout the state of Kansas. Today it is Senator Dan Goddard joining us over the phones. Senator Goddard, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great stuff. Glad to have you here on our program with us here this morning on this Friday. As well, Senator, I haven't talked to you in the last month or so, and with that, the last 7 days, we had our Independence Day on the 4th of July. Did you do anything special for that holiday?
Oh, I just hung out with friends and watched the fireworks and had a good time.
There you go. There you go. Well, are you back down here in the SEK, or are you still kind of up in the Topeka area?
I was up in Topeka yesterday. Just for the day, the Dole Institute had a civic leadership conference for young people and high school students. And I was very, very pleased that in the 15th Senate District, we had five high schools represented, which was outstanding.
Well, that's great. That's great. It's probably kind of where I want to start with this. The last couple of weeks, obviously, we've been kind of recapping. I'll get your thoughts on the recap of the session, as well as budget numbers, and then coming up into the fall time now. I know we're right in the dead middle of summer. But the last couple of weeks, Senator, what have you been up to?
Well, the last couple of weeks, you know, with the 4th of July week and things like that, it was basically being home and visiting with constituents.
Good.
But here in the next week and following on, it's going to get busy.
It's going to get busy for us. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Is there any preview or anything like that? What are you going to be hard at work doing? Is it anything concerning the SEK, or is it just kind of general stuff planning out the year?
Well, it's both. Tomorrow, on Saturday, the Labette County Farm Bureau has their ice cream social and music in the park in Altamont. Next Tuesday, I'll be in Caney in the evening. The EPA is having a public meeting on contamination there, lead contamination, and the possibility, I believe, of establishing a Superfund site. I really want to know what's going on down there. Next Wednesday, the Rural Policy Summit is going to be in Lindsborg, Kansas. And that summit is for people from across the state, in particular legislators and agricultural people, to look at any policies that might assist rural communities in their development. Excuse me. Next Friday is a meeting about the food pantry over here in Parsons. I sit on that on the EAC board, and we'll be looking at distributing funds to various organizations to assist in their pantry activities.
Great.
So those are the kind of things like just coming up next week.
Well, great. Yeah, it kind of sounds like going around kind of getting a more in-depth look of the scenario, especially down there in Caney. Will you expand a little bit on that and what you mean that there might be something coming to it at once you go down there and realize the current scenario of it?
Right. There has been some cleanup effort down there. There was apparently lead contamination in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's more than what they expected and if the EPA is getting involved. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me right now, but
gotcha.
They'll be meeting down there at 6 o'clock. It's an open and public meeting, 6 o'clock in the evening at the, at 100 West 4th Avenue in Caney. I believe that's their municipal building.
Gotcha. Well, let's just say worst case scenario here. Obviously, you had mentioned you and others are going to go down, kind of assess how bad it may be, as well as the EPA is there. So let's just call it worst case scenario here. What are the actions that Caney or the EPA will do from there? Will the EPA provide some sort of help to do with that, or kind of where do they take those next steps?
Well, that's exactly what I'm going down there to find out about.
Gotcha.
So it's a public information, and the public can make input, and we'll just see where that goes from there.
Great. And again, I know we have a lot of listeners down there in Caney doing reasoning why I ask here this morning. So again, just real quick, when in what time and where? I know it's a public forum, but what time and where is that down in Caney? Was it Tuesday you had mentioned?
It's tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow, okay.
From 6 until 8 p.m., and it has to do with the potential of a Superfund site, and I believe it's at the Caney Municipal Building.
Great, great. Well, again, Senator, I'm glad you could join us here on this Friday. Sounds like you've got a busy week. I know all of us kind of had a nice little slower week last week thanks to the holidays, but you guys are really going to start kicking things up. So let's backtrack a little bit here. I know you've been up in Topeka. You've gone through sessions before, as well as the transitioning period before with a new governor. Did you think, obviously, there was some things that were disputed, some things that were argued between, but in terms of the first session with the transition, how do you think things went?
I think they went fairly well. You know, we got the education thing finally settled, the education funding. The one thing that disappoints me is that the Supreme Court retained jurisdiction over the funding, so they could potentially come back in the future and say, we need to do more. That has a definite impact on our budget and on our tax situation. I just would have hoped that they would have let the legislature be the appropriating authority as opposed to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of expand on that a little bit. I know I was talking a few weeks ago with the Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, on behalf of this as well, and it's gone back and forth several times. I think 7 actually was the number that it went back, and finally they hang on to that jurisdiction. But in terms of, in terms of this number here, I know it went back and forth many, many times between the Senate, the House, and then finally is approved. Do you think we're starting to finally work on policy instead of litigation here? I know that was a huge, huge concern as to why, we've gone to the Supreme Court several times now. Let's actually start talking about policy. Is that something they're working on now, or are we just going to wait until fall time to start bringing that forward?
No, I believe that it's kind of simmering right now. I think that that's a good comment. I think it should be focused on policy. Local school districts really need to decide how they're going to spend the dollars that have been appropriated, whether it's going to go into teacher pay, classroom, et cetera. So it's really back over to our local school districts.
Absolutely. Well, and, that was kind of our concern, and a great note by Derek Schmidt there saying, let's see what we could do with these dollars and see if they're actually going towards and well worth our extra dollar amount going towards them. And let's actually put them into play here. Instead of arguing about it, let's actually put them into play and see how well they use. So with that, let's talk a little bit of numbers-wise. The budget, do you have any overly concerns with that? I know, obviously, them hanging on to the jurisdiction there of the education factor is somewhat concerning. But anything else within the budget that you had red flags about or something that you maybe overly agreed with?
Well, we have about an $18 billion budget in this state, and we really need to take a real close look on what we're doing in terms of spending. We're going to be in fairly good shape for the next couple of years in terms of, ending balance and those kinds of things. But after about 2022, we're right back into a deficit situation again. So I think we really need to take a look at the spending. There are a lot of things that have to be done, but I would hope that we can work on efficiency and do them for put the dollars to the best use possible.
Absolutely. Well, and you mentioned a pretty important word there that I think is very important with this is, and especially within the last 3 or 4 years, I feel like litigation is nothing much more than just a battle between two sides. Obviously, it's a bipartisan area, but it just seems like you guys, I don't mean to generalize, but it seems that they're trying to prove something or something like that. Instead of actually putting something into action, they're trying to prove something against somebody else. And it's really not necessarily hurting us now, but at the same time, like you had said, let's get a little bit more efficient in passing these things or agreeing upon these things or coming to a consensus or something of that. Is that kind of been the attitude up there?
I think so. I hope, and I think most of my colleagues there hope and will do everything they can to avoid getting into a situation like we have on the national level.
Yeah.
Nothing's getting done.
Absolutely. And it just seems like they're up there trying to prove somebody else wrong instead of trying to do what's better for the American citizen. So with that, let's kind of talk about the upcoming then. I know you had mentioned you're hopeful that we might be able to come to a more efficient, consensual agreement on a few different things. But the upcoming, I know we've got a little bit of time to be there, but it's going to be right around the corner before we get there. Is there anything that, you in particular are going to be hard at work trying to get past or trying to bring across? Or what are kind of your main goals for the next upcoming few months?
Well, the big subject, obviously, is Medicaid expansion. And I'm not on the group that's working on it this summer, but I will certainly keep my ear to the ground on that. I think that there is now a commitment to really address Medicaid expansion by both parties, and we'll see what comes out of this group that's meeting, this interim committee that's meeting to address the Medicaid issue. It's going to be the biggest nut to crack, I think, in the next session. On a different subject, since we only did a one-year budget this last time instead of a two-year budget like we normally do, we'll be going through the entire budget process. I'm on the Ways and Means Committee, and that takes up a lot of time going over the budget for every agency in the state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So some big nuts to crack there for us. Again, speaking to Senator Dan Goddard over the phones here on this Friday. Senator, I appreciate you taking some time with us here this morning and discussing a few of my questions that I had for you. I appreciate you taking some time. Any final notes that you had for our listeners here on this Friday? Any last comments you wanted to get out?
Well, I do. Yesterday when I was in Topeka, I filed for re-election. I've been so proud to represent the people of the 15th Senate District, and I want to continue doing that for another term. I feel like I've come through on the things that I campaigned on, and I'll continue to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that speaks smiles for a lot of our listeners down here in this area, especially within that specific district. So, again, good luck for the upcoming elections with that. And hopefully you and I will continue these conversations for the foreseeable future there, Mr. Goddard. As, again, speaking with Senator Dan Goddard over the phones, always appreciate our chats. And I'll just speak with you next month. Is that all right?
That's fantastic. And I wish everybody a great summer at the county fairs and the state fair and other functions are going on. Be safe out there and have fun.
Thank you very much again, Senator Dan Goddard. Thank you very much, and you have a good Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. That it is Senator Dan Goddard joining us over the phones, just like many legislative leaders do here on these great Friday mornings here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Peak of the weather, few commercials, and then top of the hour news break coming up on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And then we go to Ask the Expert with Romans Motor Company after this.